But it wasn't a true to yell moment. It was like a yeah.
You just, that wave radio.
Yeah. Between yelling dot wave radio.
We had neighbors. we had people. We didn't think we had people on the side of us, but we did. And we noticed because they had an outside area, and they would hang their clothes out there. I don't know if they were sweaty or what. I don't know.
Like their swim trunks and stuff. And
I mean, they had a shirt out there. There was a bathing suit out there, but it looked like that dude just had just fucking clothes.
It also rained.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're gonna plan a vacation. My one advice to the listener is to not do it during hurricane season.
And COVID. That too. It's just...
I was tired of COVID already. It was one of those things. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah. Because I had two vacations this year. One happened in the beginning of COVID for my birthday.
Okay.
And then this one happened, and I was like, I am not going to stay home for a week. And here I am, quarantining for 2 weeks. So I was wrong.
I mean, it wasn't your intention.
Yeah. But you know, it
kind of stiff on me.
Yeah. They were like, you're not coming in here. So I guess, you know, this is how things happen. But
it's probably way more Corona-y type of people that are currently in there. Even though they're not allowing you in there, but you know, that's a different story.
Yeah, it's a different story for a different day, for a different show.
You really said that shit. you really just said that shit.
Yeah, I mean,
I respect the shot.
With nothing to segue into.
Yeah.
So where we at?
I guess we start by talking about quarantine. This is like the first real episode since quarantine started, because I didn't want to do what everybody else did, which was
the Zoom call
where it sounds like asshole. It sounds like you put your phone up to the microphone and you could barely understand what people are saying. And I didn't listen to those podcasts that did that.
I definitely turned
so
off.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna, you know,
even
do
like,
that.
Even like the big companies. Like their presentations off their Zoom calls sounded atrocious.
They did a Saturday Night Live Zoom episode, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck does that even work? That doesn't work. But people love that episode for some reason.
I think they just love the effort that's put into making this happen.
Shit is stupid.
Into continuing what they're doing without being.
And now nobody that has a show is social distancing, so I guess. You
know. Yeah, now.
They haven't been since like May. So we could have been back. We were just like.
Well, we're at the point where nobody really cares anymore. Like, people are still dying, but it's been so much and so long that people are just like, "Yeah, fuck it." Yeah. I mean, you know,
it's terrible that we still care.
Yeah, we hit that breaking point where, you know, if somebody said, "Yo, you can walk outside with no mask," everybody's doing it right now.
I'm not. I don't think everybody's doing. I mean, everybody's vast majority, doing it, but like,
I will wait a little bit longer.
I'm not. I'm still not going out.
I just go out less. Until I feel that it doesn't matter.
I go out less now.
It truly doesn't matter
anymore. I go out less now. Granted.
I have yet to go to a restaurant and like do that outdoor dining.
I went to this taco spot in Brooklyn, but it was like the whole front was just wide the fuck open.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Hold on. Man, you just capped your whole life. We literally went before going on vacation with Aura to that. It's by Kenny's house.
Huh, niggas be out here.
Oh, I forgot that even happened. Yeah, we did. I
don't remember the name of the place. It's at a corner. Harlem Social?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Their drinks were alright.
Their honey burger. Unexpectedly bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But amazing.
My pops likes that place too.
I think I had like the rum punch or something, and it was alright.
They be going off, but
they be packed out in there.
That night was like a random Tuesday or something like that, so it wasn't like that crazy. But it was raining too. But I had a salad because I was trying to get ready for Mexico, so it was a pretty good salad. And if I had to review the spot, that's the rum punch was cool and the salad was all right.
So go visit them, give them the attention.
Tell them
the last stop sent you.
Nah, but the real yo, if you're going to Harlem and you want to have a meal that is gonna be the best meal you've ever had, shrimp based, Oh my god. Famous, what is it? Famous seafood spot? Uh-huh. Is that the name? Something like that. It's famous something. That shit is fire. Go find it and tell a man sent you.
Go find it.
Go find it.
That's literally the only.
When you find it, you'll know you found it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on the west side.
I'll tell you, it's on St. Nick. That's all you get from
it. Yeah, that you know. That's all you need. If you can't find it after that, you know you lost.
Yo, bro. You lost because of the direction.
Yo, yo, bro. My Duke, she used to know the dude that owned that shit, bro. And she was like, we used to go. And off the strength of my Dukes just being better looking than the average Harlem bitch, we get mad fish and chips for free. Alright, cool, no problem. This is dinner.
I knew it was legit when I said, can I get the shrimp and fries? And she was like, no, but you can have the shrimp and chips. And I was like, alright, that's just the attitude I needed. I know it's gonna be fine. And so that's the spot right there. But what have you guys done during quarantine? It's been how many months now? Seven? Yeah, seven, eight months?
About 7 months. A whole lot of nothing other than working out, eating, video games, smoking, rinse and repeat.
Yeah, at first, I was just eating so much. Y'all remember, every day I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to the store, I'm getting a chopped cheese. Yeah, I'm going to the store, I'm getting... Every single fucking day. I started gaining so much weight, I was like, yeah, nah, bro. Like, I wasn't, like, visually, like, OD, but, like, I was getting a little huskier. I was like, yeah, nah, this won't do. This won't do. Not for bitches, bro. So, I had started fasting in, like, April. And to this day, I'm still intermittent fasting, one meal a day, about 6 o'clock around, between 6 and 10. Mostly water, nothing really too sugary. But smoking and drinking heavy, like smoking, smoking and drinking so much. I spent so much money on weed and alcohol, bro. And oh, bro, you know, what's the one thing you would not want to be doing during a quarantine where, you know, you would spread germs through your mouth, basically. What's the one thing?
Smoking is up there.
That's one. Yo, I've been doing that. I've been doing mad at that.
And what then else? The second one would have to be. I'll let you say.
Directly putting. Yeah, I've been. Yo, there's no reason why I should been tongue kissing as many people as I have been during a respiratory infection.
Well, let's not say people. How about you say women?
Women. Women are people.
I don't want to say they're not people.
Women are people.
I don't want to say that women are not people. They're not
defined by the reproductive organs.
Here we go. We done hit that first snag where we had to walk back some language. Here we go. You know, we got it. You know, it's 2020. We're here. We're not gonna do that shit. Because you know, you're doing the same shit that we're doing right now. No. You're just talking shit.
You have to do it in 2020. This is the number one thing you have to do.
I understand. But you know, the people that are listening to this right now, they're either in their car, they're on the train or a bus in their home.
Just blasting the shit.
They might be at work. Not doing shit, you know, maybe, you know, who knows? They shooting the shit. And you know what? That's what we're here to do in a way, but we're here to do it professionally. So we're not going to just mouth off randomly and just say some crazy shit that'll get us canceled.
For the sake of being offensive, because that's not cool.
Yeah.
But also, you know, don't come on Twitter or whatever. It's, hey, you know, you said this, and this isn't this, and this one. Because shut up. Because we got to do this live. I mean, you don't do this.
You don't got to edit this shit.
What's that guy's name? We said, fuck it, let's do it live.
He's some guy.
Oh, was it Bill O'Reilly? Alright, never mind.
Yeah, it was Bill O'Reilly.
We're not gonna follow the footsteps of Bill O'Reilly.
It's 2020. It's slow van.
But Kenny, back to kissing bitches.
Straight up. Out in public, bro. Yeah, pull your ass down.
Oh,
whatever.
My God.
Just fucking the most reckless shit. But guess how many times I've contracted COVID-19 during this time?
I'm gonna say zero.
Zero times, dog. walking the edge. Wilding. Hey, but I'm
you might be kissing women, but hey, you got that hand sanitizer on deck. So what?
Bro, that's all you need. That's all you need.
Oh my god, that's
make that joint in the house.
You don't gotta touch nobody. You don't gotta touch her face. You don't gotta touch your face. You don't gotta touch your face. You don't gotta touch her face.
That's the Burt's Bees flavor. Hand sanitizer.
Oh bro, listen.
Yo, actually
sometimes you gotta improvise, bro. My joint got aloe. Right?
Yeah.
I'll be bugging, bro. Watch this. Yo, it smells so good, bro. I swear to God. I could make y'all some. hand sanitizer, bro. Just let me know.
Yo, you make hand sanitizer?
In the crib, bro.
In the bathtub? You're cooking up hand sanitizer?
Yo, bro, I'm whipping up the babies in the bathroom, bro.
I don't know if I trust homemade hand sanitizer.
Hit up Dom Perignon Ken on Twitter. He got some homemade hand sanitizer. Elite. That's the brand name.
Is it Hennessy and aloe?
No. 99% alcohol, bro. 99% rubbing alcohol.
So it is Hennessy.
Pretty much. But, you know, the green shit. The one that smelled like barbershop.
Oh, my.
That one.
Oh, does that also kill 99.9% of germs?
99.99% of germs.
Why can't you find the
0.01%? Because there's always niggas out here lurking, bro.
So they out here.
That's the COVID right there. The COVID's the 0.01.
Bro.
Yo, Bobby, like a certain person would say, job not finished.
You know, if you think about it, that is the best slogan ever made. Like, not job not finished. 99.9% of germs.
Oh, because it covers your ass.
Because if you catch something and you be like, but I use a hand sanitizer, they just go, it was the 1%. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
0.01%. Gotcha.
I didn't think about that until right now when you said it. I was like, that's the perfect scam.
Mm-hmm.
You just tell people, 0.01. I guess that's it. I guess that's the one we missed.
Mm-hmm. Can't get them all.
Wow.
I'm sure memes that started coming about boost their sales.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's COVID, but you know.
Yeah. No, COVID, I think the Lysol wipes are like $10 a pack now. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy out here.
It came up.
Come up.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, just chilling.
And one morning, he was like, oh.
Yo, if you look at the stock market is just reflecting all of that, where all of the brick and mortar, like, public companies are going down. And then all of the tech stocks and all the health stocks are going crazy up. So it's like the money's just shifting now into we're going to be a fucking world where everything is tech and health. That's what we were moving.
But like,
yeah,
now, this shit kicked us forward. Like,
yeah, man,
yeah, it went crazy.
Better.
But it's Kenny, is there anything else you did? Or
just being responsibly irresponsible out here in these streets. Yeah. Enjoying myself. Diving deep into depression and digging myself all the way out. Other than that, I've been chilling.
You dug yourself out?
Yeah.
Of depression. Upwards?
Yeah, straight out of depression, right?
You made a U-turn in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, word. Because I would not have been. Boy, I tell you.
I was going to say, I'm glad you made it to the other side.
Bro. I was on my way out.
Yeah,
like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Levante, what you been up to?
Yeah, Levante.
My dude.
Go segue right out of that one.
You gonna cut that probably. You know what?
We'll leave it in. It's very real. Mm-hmm. Very raw. Tim Westwood, baby.
Oh, God. It's been a long year. It's been a short year.
Yo, this shit is breezing by. The vacation was 2 weeks ago, it feels like.
It's been less than a week.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Chataway was 3 months ago.
That was the first time I left my house.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I've been out my house ever since.
Been outside.
Yeah. All right, so, Levante, what have you done during this quarantine?
What have I done during quarantine? A lot of nothing and a lot of, it's been a year.
I've been kissing bitches too long.
Yo, the way this guy is trying to move,
he's trying to Euro step through. I've
like presidents don't think
face.
Before they talk this much. So what you been doing? I don't know. I'm worried now.
It's been a learning experience. Mm-hmm. It's been I did a lot this year before quarantine. I was moving and shaking. I was moving and shaking in the 2020, and you know, come back into New York City.
That's what we're calling it now.
Moving and shaking.
It's funny. That's not even necessarily, you know, making life moves, making you know,
kissing bitches in the mouth,
career path oriented moves, and you know, life choices, and doing things right, and making sure bills is paid, and you know, checking shit out, seeing what's going. Be mm-hmm. And hit New York, you know, Rudy Gobert is touching some microphones. they shut New York down, and you know, my ass was in the crib, and you know, it was never really touch and go on my block or in my neighborhood. It wasn't too, I could go outside, hit a corner store, get a bacon, egg and cheese whenever I needed it, but you know, it got rough, you know. It's a long period of time to do nothing and seek attention. Not necessarily attention, but after, when you know, when you're, it's hard to be isolated. Whether or not you're around people, it's hard to be isolated. It's hard for options for you to go outside and do shit to be taken away. It's hard to deal with. A lot of people did not make it through.
Humans are like a social, you know, animal type thing.
Yeah.
Species.
Yeah. We're a social contact type.
It's people that, they really go downhill, and without that human contact, it gets hard to live. And you gotta remember people like that, you know? You can't leave them in the dirt, but uh-huh. I guess bringing it back to me, I've been doing a lot of smoking, drinking, a couple.
It's
hard to say the same shit four times in a row, you know, because who hasn't been doing this all quarantine? It's me? The same shit. Well, I mean, you know, you was on your work grind. You've been on your work grind. You've been on a different type of grind too. You've been kissing.
I did not leave my house at any point during all of this.
I mean, it's been a long quarantine, my guy. Mm-hmm.
And most of that was spent home and working.
Yeah. He was working all right.
What about you, John?
I very literally stayed home. But I also very literally, I didn't drink. Because I was like, I'm not going to just drink in my house.
Just to drink. Instead. Yeah.
Because I was working out. I'm like, it's counterintuitive if I start working
exactly
out.
Exactly. All of the progress you make is literally being lost by drinking.
If I drank every day, I should work out never again.
I would say.
But I just smoked, worked out, played video games, stayed in my house, caught COVID. Don't ask me how.
Yeah.
Yeah, John caught COVID, yo.
He was one of the first people to catch COVID.
Out in these streets.
And, you know, as friends with, you know, when you're friends with somebody and you catch COVID, you would think that our friend group would be a little, you know, nicer to somebody who catches it, but no, not at all. You know, you tell somebody why you not breathing, pussy. When you call somebody a pussy for saying they can't breathe and they got COVID.
Yeah, I was over here gasping for air, and I called the pussy because I couldn't breathe.
It's a weak ass lungs, nigga.
Even John's parents kind of called him that. Just like they didn't call him that, but their bodies did because they also got it, and they were just there like, I mean, whatever.
My parents are senior citizens. They're above their 60s. Somehow
shook that shit off.
Yeah, everyone in my house was just like, "Oh, what's happening? Why are you struggling so much?" Yeah. I was like, "Yo, this nigga, what you mean? Why am I struggling?
You don't got what I got. Y'all struggling. Gasping for air. Don't know what to do.
You don't got what I got."
I locked myself in my bathroom for like hours in the night, just to like steam it, so I had it. It was easier to inhale oxygen.
This man, the worst practices you could pop. Just taking showers, showering off COVID.
Nah, I didn't shower at all. I sat on the toilet with the steam in the bathroom.
He tried to salmonella it out.
That was the only time I didn't smoke during quarantine.
Yeah, I mean,
well, no, because literally the way I learned that I had COVID was one night. I started smoking, and then I was like, yo, I'm having a horrible high right now. I'm struggling to like take in oxygen. I'm fighting and I'm too high with it. And then the next day I was like, I don't think that was the marijuana. And then all of a sudden I couldn't breathe again. I'm like, yeah, I'm sober right now. This is just kicking my ass.
You thought the pack was kicking your ass. Meanwhile, it's COVID smoking the John pack.
When the pen hit you back?
Yeah.
You thought the pen was hitting you back?
And I knew, it's crazy because when I started working out, as soon as they said stay home for quarantine, I was like, all right, I'm just do a bunch of cardio. Like, I have a workout bike, and I was like, I'm just do a shit ton of cardio. This is a respiratory disease. I'm just work out my cardio. And of course, I'm the one who tries to be proactive gets hit with it.
Yo, bang. I got that order, the stay at home order, and basically the stay at home order was everybody stay home but you, nigga. You specifically. And then I was just there like, no breaks, no nothing. Just making these moves with work. And then, now we're here.
Yeah, man.
But I think I'm not going to hold you. I had FOMO the entire time. I was like, yo, being home could be nice. But now that I'm home for these 2 weeks after the vacation, I'm like, I don't know. That first week was rough.
Yeah, I almost in. Bro,
it's a very rough week.
Right? Never mind. Yeah, this shit was rough.
Yeah, this shit is crazy because... Mm-hmm. Like me, I've had anxiety this whole week, and like it's really bad where it lasts all day. And I'm like, oh, so the only thing keeping me together was working.
Well, yeah, nice. Exactly.
That shit blew mine. But
it's funny because you were over here complaining about the outside. Yeah. Everyone else is complaining about the inside. You're like, why the fuck are y'all complaining?
Yeah. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, I'm making less working, and y'all chilling, making more. And meanwhile, I'm not even gonna hold y'all though. I definitely would have stayed home. I could take this. I'd much rather have anxiety and get paid than fucking, you know, get paid and, I don't know.
Week five and come talk to me.
Yeah, that was then. This is now.
Yeah, you know, the only thing holding me over entertainment-wise is I started watching The Boys. That shit's kind of fire. I'm not even going to hold you. Yeah, if you like superhero shit, that's...
I watched all my shows already.
Did you watch The Boys?
I have no shows. I don't have Amazon Prime. So.
Oh, that, yeah, I'll get you the Amazon Prime.
But that's another thing I started doing during quarantine. One Piece.
Oh, my God, yeah.
See, if y'all don't know, it has 940 episodes.
And counting.
And still ongoing. I just now got to 910. Last night.
How did you get there that fast?
Well, he's 30 away from being caught up. Yeah, that is wild.
That took all of quarantine.
That is ridiculous.
How did you take that fast? That's like 2 years of work.
I feel like if you told Trump that, we might get the stimulus package. Like, yo, you know, since the last one we got, John's watched One Piece in its entirety. He'll be like, maybe I was wilding. Maybe I should have sent y'all another one. It's been that long, really? He just, maybe he lost track of time and he doesn't realize. But...
Piece of shit.
Yo, he's really a bitch ass nigga, man.
Yeah. It's that simple. It's that simple.
Trump is really trash. He's really a bitch. Yo. And then people sit here and they're like, nah, I see where he's
How
can you be mad at somebody that said they're gonna vote for Trump? How can you be mad at somebody that said they're gonna vote for Trump?
I'm mad at you. He is slime and you are slime. Yeah. So like, please get. You probably got COVID. Why are you this close to me? I'm gonna have to spray you.
Nigga, did you see that that black fucking senator that was at the Trump rally?
Herman Cain?
No, nigga. There was another one recently. I was at the Trump rally, crowd surfing.
Maskless.
That is real. I wish I was lying to you right now.
I didn't know how I didn't see this.
I want to know the bag provided.
No, it's not he hates his life. He wants to die.
He's trying to go out.
Yeah, he's like, please take me. Nah. What I have watched in its entirety during quarantine though, because like entertainment was very sparse.
Scarce.
Yeah. I feel like sparse is sparse not a thing.
It's the same thing, but it's a worse word.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, entertainment's been scarce. Original entertainment. Uh-huh. Even sports has low key been whack if you really want to get into that.
Basketball was the best.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Yeah. But New Girl might be one of my favorite shows ever.
Right, not even gonna hold you. You picked it up at Chataway.
Yes, yeah. I did pick it up at Chataway. Wow, what a. Yeah. 3 months ago.
Dude, yeah.
Fucking months. And I finished it in like a month. And then I was, when it ended, I was low-key tight because the last season was 8 episodes. And it was one of the things where the last season, they fast-forward 5 years. And I've never seen that in a show before. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then 8 episodes in, it's like, all right, guys, that's the finale. And I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck did I, what did I miss?
I don't, you know, I'm right on that. I'm not going.
Yeah. Oh, and I rewatched How I Met Your Mother. That shit's garbage looking back. That whole last season, that last season was one of the worst last seasons to any show besides New Girl. Damn. Being 8 episodes.
Damn.
But, you know, I'm good on the NFL. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah.
Because it's just not going good.
They're not playing good because they didn't have a preseason.
They didn't have a preseason. They had no time for training camp.
No training camp either.
Dak Prescott didn't get a deal done, and his fucking ankle is destroyed.
Yeah, that shit exploded. He'll be back in like 8 months, 6 to 8 months, so that's right back around the time when free agency starts again. But that was just a weird freak injury where, low-key, you can credit all of the injuries that have been happening. Because remember that one Sunday, like 2 weeks ago, where like 50 people got injured in the first set of games? I would credit that, because I said it before the season started. That no preseason means that these guys aren't really practicing.
Yeah, they're not in game shape.
Yeah, so they're just fucking around, falling and shit like that. You know, they're not loose. And it's like working out without stretching and shit. You're gonna get fucked up. So that's what's been happening with them. The NBA was pretty cool though. I like the bubble a lot.
Yeah. I like the bubble a lot. TJ Warren dropped 53.
The winners of sports for this year are gonna have to be, it's gotta be NBA at the top, because the bubble is just unparalleled in what they were able to do. They were lucky that the season was almost over, but what they were able to do was amazing. Would they be able to do it for an entire season?
I don't think so.
It would be a lot harder, and probably no.
It makes no sense that the NFL is handling COVID worse than the WWE is. Like that doesn't make sense.
There is one valid excuse, and I'm gonna call it an excuse, and it's that yes, the NFL does just traffic a lot more people and feet in general.
Each team is 53 people.
That's a lot of fucking people.
That's not the coaches, the assistants, the trainers, and shit like that.
Then you got NFL staff themselves that you have to worry about getting COVID. You think Roger Goodell is washing his hands every time he...
I don't know. Well, he's been home this whole time, which is hilarious.
You know, that makes it less likely that he's washing his hands every time he leaves the bathroom.
But to be honest, with the NFL, the best thing that they've been doing, I guess, besides everybody else, is that they've been testing everybody every day.
Yeah.
So you got to give them that. At least they're testing people.
So they say.
Yeah. The WWE hasn't tested people every day until people found out, and then they were like, oh, my bad.
At that point, you got to be like, oh, the public wants us to.
Yeah. Sports, you know, it came back and it was cool and all, but, you know, the real comeback was traveling and vacationing. Me, Levante, and John, we took a trip.
Shout out to the pilots who were all varying levels of wired.
I would say the first pilot, A1. A1. Not too much turb. You know, didn't go crazy in the air.
Too much air choppiness.
You know, whatever they like to call it these days. The only turbulence was inside of the plane, because there was a family of about 40 to 50 Jewish people. And I'm only saying Jewish because...
It's...
Is this a recurring theme on this podcast?
No, I'm not going to be a young anti-Semite, you know, for this, but...
Oh, my God.
What did happen was they were wiling for an entire almost 4-hour flight.
It was the first time I've ever been on a plane and see a full-grown woman in shoes walk across 3 airplane seats with her 2 other children in the seat. In the seats. Like, I can't even. What? I saw a woman walk across 3 airplane seats to go use the bathroom. But and the seatbelt signs were coming on. She's a menace to society.
And it wasn't like it was a one-time thing where she got up out of those seats, because she had like at least 7 kids. Because when her husband was filling out the paperwork, he had mad passports on his lap. So they had mad kids. I think they took up like 3 rows or whatever. And then, bro, the way that these kids were acting, one of the worst groups of people I've ever seen in my entire life. They were kicking me and John's chair the entire time.
All 3 of our chairs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all 3 of us.
It was just what bad vibes, bro. I'm trying to those kids.
I tried to intimidate the kid in the aisle seat because I was in the aisle seat. I tried to intimidate the kid. I turned around. I gave her a glare, but she was steadfast. She said, "I will continue to kick."
Because I was just about to say that the kids were right behind me. It's like these kids knew what they were doing, and they were just like, "You guys are pussy."
Yo.
And they wanted to test us. Because the kid behind me touched my shoulder. He did it once, waited, did it again, waited. The third time, did it hard. Yeah. And I turned around, just sits there, looks at me. I turn back around, does it again, I go, "Ah." Like, it is a child.
How to beat the fuck out of them
kids. I'm like, yo, this kid.
How to beat the fuck out them kids.
They were just literally a group of terrible people. And the fact that we had to be on a plane with them for 4 hours just...
They were making a mess. There was one guy that was smoking
a Juul.
Yeah, he was smoking a Juul on the flight.
And then me and Levante caught him. And then he looks at us and then goes,
"Shh." I'm like, yo, get that nigga. No.
This was like maybe 30 minutes before we landed. So like, I was like, "Oh, okay, well, we'll be all right. Whatever happens, we'll be all right." And then... after that, we needed a pen to fill out the immigration stuff. So I told Levante, I'm like, "Yo, Levante, he's cool with us now. Do the little hand sign, let him know you need a pen." So Levante does the "Yo, you got a pen" hand sign.
Like, okay, he means like a writing hand
sign. Like a writing hand sign.
Exactly. And then the guy in return does the rolling weed hand sign and then looks at Levante with like a question mark face.
I'm doing like the no hands. I'm like, I had to bring out the other hand so I could make like a loose leaf. And like, "No, do you got a pen? Like, you hear me, right?"
Yo. And then he said, "I got you." He never had us.
He did not have us.
He tried to give us a pen with like 5 minutes left. And then I'm like, "Yo, for that, just don't give us the pen. Just, I'd rather you have lied to us than 5 minutes left, you give us a pen."
The family that was sitting across from us they were probably handling a lot of the paperwork for a couple of, I guess, their family members on the plane, because I've never seen someone hold more passports in their hand at one time in my life. It had to be like at least 16. At least 16 passports this man was holding.
No exaggeration.
It was one of the illest flexes I ever seen in my life.
It felt like he was writing an essay, like a handwritten essay. Like he was trying to speed through it, like he had like 5 minutes before class. Yeah. And then he just sped through. He was just speeding.
There's no way they enjoyed their vacation. I promise you that.
I thought about them because, you know, we were there and we were there while a hurricane hit, and you know, we're just wondering how this family of like maybe 50, 60 plus religious people are handling this. You know,
hurricane on day two of their vacation.
Yeah.
So that's another story. So this is us going to the place on the plane. So we get to the hotel day one, and then we started drinking, and then this guy was playing music, and then John was like, "Oh, those girls over there are playing music." I'm like, "Yo, it's not the girls." He was playing The Weeknd. I don't remember what's the song with Travis Scott?
Wonderful.
Yeah, he was playing Wonderful. And then I'm like, "Yo, I promise you, it's that guy right there." The guy that I point to is like the freaking... Remember that episode of SpongeBob with the salty Splatoon?
Oh, yeah.
Out of fire.
And it was like the guy behind him was like mad brolic. It was that guy, but in real life. And I'm like, "Yo, this guy is at least 250, 260, like 6'3", 6'4". Just a big guy. Maybe even heavier because he's a big, burly guy. And then I turn around, and the only reason that I even did this is because I was drunk. I go, "Yo, is that you?"
Oh,
he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yo, I love that song." And then, so then at some point, I don't know if he called us over or how we managed to go from our table where we were drinking to his table. But yeah, somehow, some way, we end up going over there. And then, you know, he starts telling us basically his entire life story and how he would smuggle drugs and such.
Yeah, this is the part of the conversation. Okay, before he gets his life story, we were talking from like table to table, but he offered and said that he had marijuana. Wow. So my eyes just lit up. I got up from my table and sat right next to the man. I said, "Nice to meet you."
Yeah, and then Manny followed on while he fell asleep. I'm sitting there just wanting the conversation, not wanting to partake in any of that. I'm just having a good time. And the freaking Levante and John.
No, Levante fell asleep at the other table for a hot minute. That was us three conversing. Yeah. Until one of the workers was like, "Yo, wake him up." Yeah.
We left Levante was
y'all
sleeping
think,
alone.
Y'all didn't think to maybe, you know.
Well, you were awake.
Get my nigga, you bro.
No, because he was
the table.
No, it's right next to each other. Yeah. It's this distance from each other. Okay. Like, we're here, and then Levante's there. Like, that's the distance.
The climate was real nice at that point in time. And, you know, I just hit it. You know, it was right there. It was right there.
It sounds like a vibe. I'm not going to front. I would definitely nap.
The climate was super nice.
And it was like the rainforest part. There's mad trees and like monkey sounds all over.
Okay. It was probably one of the most refreshing naps I've ever had. You know, fast forward maybe an hour and they give me dirt nap alcohol. Because they want me to die. Oh now, one of you, please explain what this dirt nap alcohol...
Shout out to Mezcal. John, explain it.
All right, so as Manny just name dropped it, it's literally Mezcal. And we were trying to get the worm. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah.
We were just searching for it. So we asked them, they have it. They said we don't have that bottle specifically. So if you don't know, the worm is an actual worm at the bottle of a tequila bottle. The specific tequila is Mezcal, which is like older tequila. And the worm soaks up all of that alcohol. You eat that worm.
And you hallucinate sometimes.
Insta drunk. There's no going back.
Hallucination.
Like, there's immediately. No going back from it. If you ever watch George Lopez.
There's multiple George Lopez episodes about drinking the worm.
Yeah. it's not a joke. That really happened. So I was like, that was my goal. My goal was to eat it or have one of us eat it. So we ordered the mezcal shots, and man, oh man.
Oof. So one of y'all actually wanted to die.
Yes, that was the goal.
Well, specifically Manny and I were the ones who were like, yeah, we're going to get the worm.
But that was on the first day. That once that day passed, I was like, you know what? I'm not trying to die anymore. I'm just trying to chill.
Okay.
But the guy orders us the mezcal shots, and we take it. And then we walk over to another bar to get more. And
The bar that we were sitting at was closing.
Oh, I didn't even know.
The one that stays open the latest was the one that's under the taco spot with our guy Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, Chuck Norris's goal was to get us to die every night.
That was one of the bartender's name, just in case.
But he was, I remember we took those shots, and then I don't remember anything else. And apparently it's because I fell asleep, but I don't remember doing so.
Manny took over for the falling asleep crowd, and I took over for the disappearing act. John, he put together a one-man search party and went around the entire resort looking for me. I don't know where I was because I was blackout drunk, courtesy of mezcal shots. I turn up eventually. John will explain the story a little better because he has more context as he was around it all.
Somehow, I was the only one that was sober throughout this. We're not sober.
Wouldn't say sober.
Yeah, because I was cross-faded. Sober is not the right word. But I was the most held together. Manny, all right, so we were all sitting together. We were all getting ready to leave. Levante got up slightly before us, heading to a bathroom. So we thought. Manny fell asleep at the table. I was like, oh, Manny, time to wake up. The other guy was like, oh, I guess it is time to go. So we got up. I got Manny to go up. We started walking to a room. Levante went in the direction of our room, so I'm like, Levante just probably beat us there. We're going to take a shit or something. And he wanted to do it in private. I don't blame him for that. Some little bathroom, kind of not it, you know? And so we start walking. I get Manny to the room. I put Manny. Manny's not going to like this, but I tucked him into bed because he was just done. Okay. So I tucked him into bed. Right. And I walked to the bathroom, like, because the bathroom, like, in our room was always that side. But, maybe Levante's in there. So I walked to the door. Yo, Levante. Silence. I opened the door. No one's in there. I'm like, where's Levante? So I go immediate thought process. I'm like, all right, he's drunk. He probably went to the bathroom. He doesn't know this place yet because we haven't been here long enough for him to have done anything without us. And he didn't do anything without us. So the only place he knows are the places that we've taken him to. So he knows this bathroom, this bathroom, this bathroom. So I went through those three bathrooms, no Levante. I'm like, damn, all right, where else can I show? I went to the other bars, no Levante, all right. Walked through the little forest, there's still no Levante, okay. I'm like, damn, he really disappeared. And then like, I'm walking through the resort and I hear a splash in the water. And when I heard a splash in the water, I'm like, oh my goodness, please don't tell me this man is drowning right now. I walked through the pool areas, no Levante. No, not even a ripple in the way, in like the pool. I was so confused. I'm like, why is nothing? It seems like nothing splashed. What did I hear? I go to the beach. I'm like, all right, good. He's not on the beach either. And it was pitch black, so I was just really hoping it wasn't there. I had to like speed run through that whole thing. Once I was coming back, I slowly walked in, slowly searched. But when I realized that he wasn't there, I started running back to the light. I was like, yo, it is dark. I can't see.
And this we is 2 hours of searching, by the way. Yeah. This isn't all just like at one take, like looking around. This man spent 2 hours of the night doing this.
Yeah, at that 1 hour point, I was like, I cannot do this by myself. Let me go try to wake up Nanny. And let me tell you, that didn't work out for me. I walk back into the room. I see this man just as knocked out as he was when I finished sucking him in. And I go, hey, Levante's missing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Levante's missing. And it's been an hour. Can you help me look for it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Manny. And then he rolls over. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to get any help from this man.
And to be honest, you probably would have been worse off with me.
No, yeah, I would have lost you too. That's in hindsight. I would have lost you too. I would have been looking for the both of you.
Yeah, you would have been out here looking for us.
I'm going to be completely transparent. While all this is happening, John is typing in the group chat that he can't find Levante. And I am screaming at this nigga. Yeah. Find my fucking friend. Please. Yeah. Like, if you come... Anything happens to this nigga, bro, I am going to flip.
You know, about that, when I came back to wake up Manny, I saw that he texted Levante. This is how I knew Levante's phones were in the room. Because I was going to call him right then and there. And I saw that I literally saw your name. As you finished texting me with a threat, I saw your name pop on Levante's both of his phones, Kenny. And I'm like, oh, man. If only Kenny knew right now.
I figured he would have his phone.
Both of them, right next to each other on the calendar.
Yeah.
Charging. I'm like, wow.
Don't do that shit again. Yeah. Like, ever again. Yeah. Like, for real.
Come on the vacation next time.
I don't care.
Come on the vacation. I promise that wouldn't have solved anything. That would have made it more stressful because it would have been two people panicking over you.
If Kenny wasn't with me knocked out drunk. Like, you're having too much faith in us not being...
Do you know who we are?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And just think about how, like, that never happens to me where I just go to sleep. Like, that's probably happened maybe one or two times, and one of the times was here. Because I was in the comfort of somebody's home so I could sleep. Like, that's how drunk I was that I just went to sleep outside.
Hey, you know what the funny part is? Usually I'm the one that gets really fucked.
Yeah.
And happenstance is I'm the only one that wasn't fucked enough.
This was probably John's most responsible vacation of all time. This man was mad responsible the whole time.
Tucked you guys into bed twice?
Yeah. Oh, but talk about how Levante was found.
Oh,
because he's here with us now.
So. Yeah, yeah. I went back out after the hour point, and then while I was searching around, I really had to use the bathroom. I came back to the room to use the bathroom. And when I finished, I walk out the thing, and like the way the buildings were set up, like the rooms were buildings, it was like an open hallway. So if you walk into the hallway, you can see down to the lobby. And all I see is two security guards walking in, right? So I hesitate. I'm like, why are you walking? And then I see zombie Levante in the middle of them, just swinging arms, head down, walking. And I throw my arms up in the air. I'm like, Levante! And the security guard just looks at me. We found him. I'm like, yeah, I was like, you were? Wow, he was asleep, man.
Yeah, this man was asleep by the pool.
Yeah, I had to ask them. I was like, I looked into the eyes and they started, I'm like, just in case this happens one more time, but where exactly did you find him? And they're like, oh, he was just sleeping on the bench by the pool. And I was like, oh. And I look at his feet, he's not wearing his flip flops anymore. I'm like, oh, you wanna go get your flip flops? This man said to me, fuck them.
Somebody got a nice pair of flip flops out of their vacation.
No, he had just bought these for the trip. After we walked the stairs, I'm like, Levante, it's not a big deal. I will go get them for you. And he goes, fuck that shit. I'm like, yo, Levante, are you sure? Fuck it. Yeah. And then he just walks and stumbles into the room. Like, oh, okay.
Oh my god.
And after that, it was a trip and a half in the bathroom. Yes.
And that was only night one. Night two is where the fun really starts. Where I start my day, and usually on vacation, I like to start with a shot of rum to get it going. So I order, and they're like, nah, man, no alcohol. Like, is it because it's 9 a.m.? Like, nah, we just don't have any liquor here. So I was like, oh, maybe he just meant the bar. So now I go, we eat our breakfast, and then it's like 10:30 now. I'm like, all right, the other bars are opening up. They have to have something. So I go to the other bar that we were at the night before. Uh-huh. I asked them, they're like, nah, no alcohol. I'm like, yo, what? So then we go to the pool, then we order. I go to order some drinks, and then once again, no alcohol. I'm like, yo, what is going on here? Like, yeah, none of the entire state of where we were had no alcohol being served because of the hurricane. Yeah. And I was like, ah, damn.
What the fuck is the correlation?
They don't want people to be drunk when they have to evacuate.
The idea is, we don't want to evacuate drunk people.
Yeah.
We need y'all to listen to us.
Okay. So now I'm like, ah, damn, so it's about to be real. So I'm like, oh, hurricane, shmurricane, whatever. So yeah, then, I look up what the hurricane is because freaking Ora and Elsie are telling us about it, and I'm like, man, it's not even that crazy. Then I look it up. They're like, oh yeah, it's a Category 4. I'm like, yo, what?
So Manny go from we're gonna have a great night to just sitting in the corner, just researching.
Yeah, I became a hurricane expert in one day. It was like I started looking it up, and then I'm like, oh, maybe we're just gonna have like the edge of it hit us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I look up the forecasted trajectory of it. The whole shit is gonna hit us. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. But then I'm like, it could always move. You never know, because it's only projections. They said it was gonna rain the whole time. It's mad sunny. So now I'm like, all right, it's gonna be crazy. So I think it's like 7 o'clock. We're in our rooms hanging out because they told everybody at 5 p.m. they got to be in their rooms. We waited for a call.
We ordered 4 burgers from room service.
Yeah, we ordered room service thinking that 4 burgers, whatever happens in the night, is going to cook.
We going to be good.
But here's the thing. So I was going to get 3, and then I was like, nah, let me get 4 just in case we
get... Just in case somebody get extra. Yeah. We got to split that last one. Yeah.
So that's my... And we're sober during all of this. So I'm like, I ordered 4, and then I'm like, you know what? Let's get dessert, too, just in case we get a little peckish throughout the night, you know? But we'll just go to sleep early. That way, we just sleep through it and then wake up, and it's all good. Yeah. And then we're chilling. We're on FaceTime. And then... While on FaceTime, the phone rings and Levante goes to pick it up and it hangs up. I'm like, that's odd. So then I call the front desk and then they pick up and they're like, the lady's yelling at me, telling me, yo, you have to evacuate right now. Grab your blankets and your pillows and take whatever you need and then get out. Put all your luggage and all your stuff in the bathtub. I'm like,
to get perspective, when Levante picked up the phone, it was about 7:30. When Manny called back, it is 9:58, 2 minutes before the hurricane touches down.
I'm not gonna lie. So I picked up this call very fast. It was maybe a one ring. I pick it up. I say hello.
We were waiting for that call, by the way. It's not like a random call. They said they were gonna call us if any updates.
Oh, yeah.
So they said, because we called around like 6, and then they were like, no, if you need to evacuate, we don't know what's gonna happen yet, but if we need to evacuate, we'll call you. Don't call us. Don't worry. Like, if you don't get a call, you're good.
Okay.
So we were expecting this call. That's why Levante picked up that phone.
We did get a call, and I picked it up fast. I say hello. I hear the line hanging up from the other. I hear the phone getting slammed from the other end. So now I'm like, you know what? What the fuck is up with that? So I tell him, you know, hey, it's funny because it became a running joke because it wasn't the first time I've been hung up on by the hotel phone. Pretty much every time I would call, no matter it's the front desk, it's room service, it's for me to ask a question like information service or some shit. I call, I get hung up on, or yeah. I don't get picked up for.
That makes it racist.
Do they know?
They have no way of knowing.
Do they know that's it's me?
That makes it extra racist.
it's built into the phone.
Yeah. They just felt the energy. They're like, yeah. Oh.
That's the craziest part. Like,
so because it was me getting hung up on again, we all just thought, we just kept chilling. Dug into them burgers.
They don't call, don't worry. So like,
the timeline between me calling back, like, it was literally, maybe they called by mistake, or maybe it was somebody trying to call and they figured out it was the wrong room. And then after a little while, I go, you know what? Let me call, because...
Let's check just in case.
Yeah. And then the lady's yelling at me. So now, I don't even tell them what's happening. I go to my bags, I pack everything up, I put it on top of the counter, because I was like, if it floods, I want it to be on top of the counter so it doesn't get messed up. So then I tell them, once I'm done, I'm like, all right, guys, so they said we had to evacuate. Y'all got to get your stuff. Put them like that. And then we don't even take the blankets, we only take pillows.
Yeah.
And then we get to the front desk and they're like, go to the conference room. And then I'm like, I didn't even know they had a conference room. So I thought it was gonna be some small room. Yeah. Yo, we walk in there.
It's a fucking school gym.
It's huge. It's really, really, really big. Like an official office, like conference place, like.
Well, yeah, that's what the.
It's like a convention center.
Yeah.
At a hotel, so the entire hotel fits in that spot.
Correct.
And then there's like mad people on the floor laying down on their blankets, like chilling, because everybody doesn't know what to do. And then we get our spot. They give us blankets and stuff. We throw it on the floor. Now we're sitting down on the floor. And then I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, it's only like 10:30. Like, we have mad time before the fucking morning or whatever. So we're up late until I just got bored. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to lay down. And if I fall asleep, I fall asleep. Whatever. I don't care. Because I was that tired. And then this nigga John stood up the entire night.
Yeah.
Until morning.
He was writing in the chat the whole time.
Yeah. And I wake up. I'm like, it's over now. It's the morning. I woke up maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock. And then, like, the rain stopped. And then everybody's, like, basically woken up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe by, like, 8 or 9, that's when everybody really woke up. And then by 10, they told us we could go back to our rooms and stuff like that. And then by like 11:30, we were already dressed and ready to hang out and drink for the rest of the day.
First class,
totally. Yeah, but I never
want to experience that. Yeah, it was an experience. That's all I got. The whole time, I was like, yo, this is a
new experience. Vacation camp.
Once in a lifetime.
They gave us like styrofoam plates with like ham sandwiches and stuff like that. So I'm there. I'm like, oh man, this is not gonna be. This is not gonna be a vibe. Once I got the ham sandwiches, I was like, oh, it's over. But yeah. So we got hit with the FEMA, and it was a.
I'm gonna give you a perspective. I stayed up the whole night because you can't trust that. Too many people in the room. Too many important objects in the room. Everyone asleep. It's prime time for some imposter activity. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stay awake for me and my friends just in case.
Oh yeah, because we could have easily all three of us fallen asleep, and our wallets and phones are just literally right next to our faces. Yeah. They could have been.
I wasn't about to let that happen, so I stayed up through the night. I was like, my night is my time to shine. I'll let them sleep. I'll sleep when the sun comes up. And it's literally, when I tell you, you don't get a moment of silence, because I did not know this many people snored. Now. Levante here snores, but for most of my life, I thought he was the craziest snorer I ever met, right? Him and our other friend. Come to find out, this man is like really bottom tier when it comes to snoring. When he, like, Levante told me he wasn't gonna go to sleep, and like 5 minutes later, he just started snoring. I'm like, good night, Levante. And then everyone around us starts overpowering his snore with theirs. There was no break. It was like a musical, but for snores. There's no second of silence.
Yeah,
it was all I kept hearing was snoring and snoring.
Continuous sound of snores. And this one kid that stayed crying the entire night.
This child had strong lungs.
I put that fucking baby outside. I'm telling you, bro.
I remember texting you this. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure the parents considered it. Because it was like from 7:30 p.m. to 3 in the morning, nonstop crying by this kid. This kid held it. and the parents looked like they got fed up. And then you could hear the rain over our heads. So I know, like, the parents looked at each other, the kid, yeah, and at the door. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, like, God sent the flood for a reason. Let's get rid of this
that
one.
Nobody
would question
like
us.
Maybe we would have got rocked like a hurricane. Make the fuck out of here.
Uh-huh. It's funny, because shortly after they looked like they were about to do it, like, they were thinking about that process, the baby was like, oh. I'm not crying.
Yeah, and yo, I was so tight. So I just put my headphones in and went to sleep. I was like, fuck that. I was so bored too, so I was like,
this thing we had music saved on our phone, because they, you know, Wi-Fi cut out at about maybe 3 in the morning.
3 different blackouts kept happening, and they started becoming rampant the heavier the storm, obviously. Like, the heavier the storm got. And I was just there like, oh, it's pretty dark in here. With the one thing being a laptop in the middle of the room showing the projection of the storm. I'm like, huh, it's kind of ominous.
That shit didn't help, by the way, because I would maybe take an hour nap. Let's say I wake up hour later. We're still in the middle of the fucking storm. Okay, go back to sleep. Wake up an hour later. We're still in the middle of the fucking storm. Okay, I'm gonna try this again. It was still in the middle of the fucking storm. Yeah.
You know, that was me when I went to sleep. Like, when you guys, when I saw people, you guys woke up and, like, people around started waking up. I was like, all right, my turn to sleep. I close my eyes. Hour goes by. I open. I hear them announcing, hey, so we can't let you guys go yet. And I go, oh, I'm closing my eyes again. Fuck this. I went right back into the thing. I wake up again. I check the phone to see what time it is. It's, like, getting close to 9-ish. We're still not being let out. Close my eyes immediately. All I hear is, woo, it's over.
Yeah.
I just rise. Yeah. Like, I'm ready. Yeah, that's it.
No, it wasn't the guy was screaming, we beat this thing. I'm like, yo, you would have thought we went to war.
We beat
it.
Yeah, we did nothing in my head. That's what woke me up. It was me. Like, I covered my whole body in a blanket, and all I hear is his hyper energy about surviving.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
oh, he was talking,
and
like,
I just rose because I just thought I can finally leave this floor.
He was talking like, we beat the shit out of that hurricane.
Yeah. But then we later found out that it was actually a Category 2, not a 4. And we probably could have just stayed in the room the whole time.
We could have stayed.
We almost stayed in the room by accident.
Yeah.
But we definitely would have been all right had we stayed in the room. We just might have maybe been a little wet.
Yeah. So it that was night two. That was night two of a five-night vacation.
You want to speed through this shit? We still got stuff on the docket, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know that this vacation was going to be that long. I mean, you know.
Said night one, the monster got lost on night three.
What? No.
Yeah, because we met the guy at night three, post-hurricane.
Okay, why did we do every day out of order?
The reason we were drinking the way we were on night three, and the reason Lawrence ended up the way he did, was because we had the alcohol banned from the day before.
Yes, we did get banned from alcohol for an entire day.
So what happened
on
night one?
Night one, we just got drunk.
We just got regular drunk. I still tucked you guys into bed. You guys both still got really drunk, and I tucked you both into bed, and it was just more calm.
Oh, I don't even remember. Damn.
Exactly. No, yeah, I tucked you into bed,
man. We drank more than we thought.
We showed up.
I just missed the whole day.
That was the real first day. We showed up and just got twisted. It was ridiculous. We
got dressed for the night, not even though it was still like 4 p.m. when we were there. We got dressed for the nighttime. I asked him to go to the pool. You're like, nah, I'm like, it's already 5,
this
almost
man,
5 o'clock. Fuck
this,
the pool.
This man, Manny, said, fuck the pool. We're drinking.
Yeah.
And that we did.
Tickets to fly to send them flying.
Yeah. Oh, and then we went to the steakhouse on night one.
Yes.
Yes.
And then
yes, we did.
I was sitting there. I blacked out at the steakhouse. Yes, 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 yes. I blacked out and then came back to it.
I ordered a steak medium.
Steak. What were you doing?
We were just drinking
a lot before. At a steakhouse?
Before and at a steakhouse.
And he was just sitting directly in front of me, and just one moment just...
Yeah. And I woke up again later.
Like,
and I
was like, oh,
yeah, for you guys who didn't see what I just did, it was a very slow blink.
Yeah. Like, it was... I sat there, and then I woke up, and I was chewing on bread, and I was like, all right, I got some things figured out.
Everybody knew what to do.
I'm on the good autopilot.
I made the mistake.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of ordering
a text. That's a callback for y'all.
But, oh, yeah, so then night four... That was the real vacation night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a full day of pool, beach. Even though we shouldn't be at a beach during post hurricane, but no one cared.
And I said this too, and then I got so drunk I forgot to care. So that we ended up going to the beach anyway, hanging out. Then we go out And then they have like this outdoor nightclub thing set up. And then that's when John was the perfect wingman for every occasion. Like, if you need a wingman, it's John. And for context, this man is a very faithful man. No matter who's listening to this, and you know, don't take anything out of context if you are. This man was very faithful, and then brought women for his friends. You don't see this type of thing anymore. You know,
real stand up guy.
Yeah, he's a stand up guy, and you know, the first one he brought over to me was a dove. I don't know how else to say it. You know,
there was a couple of them in there. You know, I
don't want to say why. You know, everybody's perfect in their own way, but just not for me.
Just
how about
you
that?
Know, personality. Just no personality. Yeah, got a
and
lot
she didn't
to
speak
do
English
with.
Either. So I put her in the back pocket. I was like, if nothing else is a go, at least this one is. So I put that one in my back pocket.
Now there was another one that didn't speak too much English.
No, Manny's confused.
No. What's gonna happen? So when you guys went to, I don't remember. Did you guys leave to change?
No, well,
or to get
change.
A speaker.
There was
to
a
get,
speaker.
Yes,
the Colombians.
Yeah. So the party was over, and then this is like 2 o'clock or something or whatever, and then the DJ is like, "Yo, I'm leaving." So y'all can do whatever. So like we're all just sitting there like, and then everybody went to go get their speakers. Levante and John go together, and now I'm just there alone. I'm like, how am I gonna get in contact with these guys? Because I think my phone died by that point.
Yeah, no, I thought about that. I'm like, Manny's phone was just dying. I don't want to lose Manny this night.
Yeah.
As I looked at them and I was like,
we gotta hurry up.
You guys are either gonna be here or go to the beach? And they were like, no, we'll wait for you. In Spanish, they're like, no, we'll wait for you right here.
Yeah.
Just go get a speaker, hurry up. And I said, okay.
And then they leave me, and me, I don't know none of these people. And then they keep asking me, they're like, yo, where's your friend? And I'm like, yo, they went to get the speaker. They just left. They have to go across the hotel, so you gotta simmer down. So then this other girl from like Cali starts talking to me, and I'm not even gonna say what type of person she is, but she was also a dub. So I'm like, alright, I'm good on that one, Chief. So I told her, I'm like, yo, you look like a really good friend. You could be a really nice friend.
What?
Yeah, I'm like
that's the wildest
I've ever heard in my life.
So then, no, there's a good reason for
so
it.
So she's talking, and I'm like,
fat brown.
Yes, she was.
All right.
So it was. Oh, there was a. Oh, you
we're
guys weren't there.
People.
It was a.
Yeah,
it was a
big
talking
girl.
I don't know who you're talking about now. That means there's a fourth person.
No,
These
two were both the opposite spectrum of ages that everyone else was in.
Yeah. Wow.
Everyone else is mid-20s.
Yeah.
They're at the one at the very bottom, one at the very height.
Yeah.
Damn.
But shout out to her aunt, because I'm still waiting for that text.
Auntie Fire?
Yo, Auntie was fine.
Auntie was fire, bro.
Yo, bro, you know if I would have went.
Nah, her aunt was the one that I was with that entire night. But then, once we got to the beach, my body was like, bro, you're going to throw up right now.
Man, you know, I would have had to catch the tip drill. You know,
listen,
that, right? I would have had to. That's my steeze.
I'm so drunk, I'm telling her. She was like, you know, I think I'm ready to cheat on my ex with any guy. And then the way she's talking about it, she's like, yo, you and me tonight. And I'm there, I'm like, nah, you should really give him another chance.
Just
and then I close my eyes. I'm like, I can't.
Just to clarify, it wasn't her. It was her. It's her current boyfriend.
Oh yeah, her current man.
And from perspective, Levante and I were away from her, like in the water. Well, them in the water, and
we was letting them get their thing on.
Yeah,
you know?
We start walking to them. And the first thing we hear is infidelity is normal. Everyone does it. I was like, wait a minute.
It was wild. She brought up entanglements.
I cannot explain what was being talked about, because I was focusing all of my energy on not throwing up on this woman's lap. Because at one point, for half of the time, my head is on her lap, and I'm just sitting there like she's like one of those therapist beds, just laying there, just mad cozy. Because I told her, she was talking, I'm like, do you mind if I just like lay on your lap, please? Cause, and then she looks at John and Levante, she's like, is your friend okay? And I'm just there, I'm like, just say yes, because it's not going to be all right. And then I took a little cat nap, and then I woke up, and I was like, man. What a time. And she thought I was talking to her that whole time.
Yeah, I don't know what the conversation went like in her head. because from our perspective, I thought she just spoke the entire time, for you guys at least. Like, she just spoke, because Manny, when we got there, Manny was just giving one-word answers, right? Just like acceptance or denial. That's what Manny was giving.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, with occasional turn back looks, like...
Oh, once I brought up that I was an Aries, she was like, oh, it totally makes sense now. I'm like, thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
She was like, oh, you're definitely to yourself. I'm like, yeah.
All yep,
to yourself. Yeah, keeping it all inside.
Yeah, tell me more about myself.
Yo, oh my God. Yo, that opened up a whole nother wormhole. And then she was like, oh, I always love an Aries. I'm like, oh, I bet you do. But please. Please, God.
You could see Manny internally fighting himself.
Yo,
just sitting at the edge of the beach chair.
Yo,
trying not to throw
up. At one point, she was like, I don't know if you could tell, but like I was looking at you from across the room, and I'm like, oh, I was like, yeah, me too. And then she was like, yeah, like when you went to the bar, and we were both at the bar at the same time, I wanted to talk to you and like, you know, pull you over, and I'm like.
Lock eyes from across the room. Yeah. Down our drinks while the rhythm's going.
Bro, I'm sitting.
Yo,
when she said that, I'm like, I told her the exact opposite of. I was like, nah, you could have. I just let you go in front of me because, like, you were pretty or whatever. So, like, you know. And then she was like, oh, like, really? You thought that about me? She was like, I thought that about you. I'm like, yo,
they really just please, sitting there just sending the two fingers emoji to each other.
No, but while I'm saying this, I'm like, yo, I feel like a dweeb right now. And then she, like, leaned in, and I'm like, please. Like,
No.
My body was really out. The whole room was spinning. My eyes were closed at the time. We were outside.
We was outside on a beach. The beach was spinning.
What really took the whole energy, like whatever energy I had left, I could have sealed the deal. Like the deal could have been sealed. If that's it, yeah, I could have sealed that. But they played Pop Smoke, and I got up and I danced, and that took the last of the energy out.
I just want to say, Manny's memory of this whole thing is jumbled.
Yeah, no, this was that's what I'm saying. That's why for the rest of the night I was out of here because in the beginning that's when the guy played Pop Smoke.
No, we met. You guys don't know who this is, but for Kenny, we met a Spanish, Johnny Spanish, but another Gianni.
Okay,
like hair, face. He's my height, not Gianni's height. And barely spoken English. When I saw him, I'm like, oh my God, you look just like my friend. So we started kicking and talking about that.
He was mad cool.
Yeah, he was.
Coolest guy.
Bro, and then when Pop Smoke came on, once I don't even remember what song it was, but his eyes lit up. Like, yeah, it was Welcome to the Party, right? this guy's eyes just lit up with like a flame. He stood up. He started speaking clear English to the song. That's it. He doesn't speak clear English normally. But when Pop Smoke came on, he looked at us, we looked at him, he jumped up on, yo, you are Gianni.
They were mad happy for us. When Pop Smoke came on, he looked around at us, and then I'm like,
hey! It was like he had no one to share this moment with before, and he was just excited to finally do it.
Yeah, yo, he was so hyped. And then there was like this, there's this Brazilian woman, man. Or Colombia woman,
wherever she was from,
might have been the most baddest human being I've ever witnessed in my entire existence. But then the problem is, she had a drunk boyfriend who was mad aggressive with John specifically for some reason. And then like he was mad cool with me, like he gave me the phone to play some music, so I played some tunes, you know.
Nah, that nigga saw John and felt.
Yeah,
I accidentally knocked her drink out of her hand, and I just went to replace it. But in the time when I knocked it out, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. What was your drink? I'll just go replace it. And I walked to this was all inclusive. I didn't pay for anything. It's not me.
Imagine being mad over a free spilt drink. Yeah, this was him. He was dead ass.
Yeah, I was just trying to keep like the positive energy. I was like, oh, I fucked up. I stole the drink. I'll just replace it. I turn around to walk to the bar. This man just cuts me off. All huffing, puffing, and I'm like, with a big smile on my face. I'm like, sidestepping and go get the drink.
Nigga, John would have crushed that nigga.
No, I just, I was so unexpected. I'm like, I didn't expect to piss anyone. Like, he looked like he crept from the shadows to just cut me off. And I'm like, I didn't even see you around to see where you came from.
But what John doesn't, I don't know if John realized this or not, but like, so this is like when John is trying to get in with the group. Uh-huh. So he can like get him cool and then bring him to us.
Okay.
This was John's whole plan that whole time, that whole night. So I'm watching John And then Levante's just sitting there dozing off, kind of like hanging out. But I'm like, I'm that drunk where I'm like, yo, if something pops up, I'm ready right now. I already know. I'm planning out everybody's aim. I'm like, you remember that scene in John Q where he's like, yo, I put the timer, put it right there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gonna die. I'm gonna put your head through the wall. Your head through the wall. We all getting our heads through the wall. That was me. I'm sitting there like, yo, I'm ready. So I watched all of that happen, and I'm like, yo, all he has to do is just touch John one time. I'm there. I'm John Q in this right now. And then nothing happened. I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
But
I was ready. That was the type of drunk I was at that moment in time. Before I became the, I'm about to throw up and this is going to be a terrible time drunk.
Yeah, because when I saw him step, like when he sidestepped me, I put two and two together. Like, that's probably his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I just went, I got the drink. Instead of giving it to her, I gave it to him. I said, here you go. And then they both looked at me like I was being misogynistic. So I was like, wait. Well, no, he didn't look at me like that. He started laughing because I said, here, you can hand this to your girlfriend. I wasn't trying anything. And she goes, this is all in Spanish. I don't say girlfriend in Spanish. I say woman.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, lady. I go, I'm sorry, lady. And then everyone started having a good time and he left me alone. And it was just weird because it was just that moment. But there was another time when we were at the beach and she was dancing near us where he like stiff-armed us while grabbing her from the back of her elbow and you remember Yaga when people used to grab her and say Yaga? That was him when her
Yaga this girl.
Yeah, he stopped. He cut the music off and everything. He was tight. He's like, nope, sit, we're done.
Damn, that's such tiny dick energy, bro.
Yeah, and honestly, he was nice when he was sober. But it could have been. It was either he was just a really angry drunk or he was just so fucked up that he just couldn't take it.
That nigga thought you were cute.
The next day he saw us, he was like, "Hey!"
Yeah.
Pointed. I'm like, "What's up?" Like,
that A. The reason he looked like kind of sad.
Oh,
later
yeah.
on, apparently this man was throwing up his life away.
Yeah, he started. He was.
This is why I say maybe he was just really fucked up.
Yeah.
And angry drunk. Because we saw her again at the beach,
alone.
It was just us, and she told us, like, yeah, he's been dying for like the last hour.
Ugh.
And said it was gonna be an hour, but we'll see. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, still fire.
Still
I was like,
fire.
Maybe it was just me being drunk. Nah,
it showed up.
Still
damn,
fire.
Look at you.
I was like, yo, that's crazy. But
that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was the time. But that was basically all the stories, you know, from that travel. You know.
Nah, the craziest thing is us being evacuated and Levante missing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else was just, like, inside jokes. That way, radio! Ah!
It was a bunch of that. But, you know...
But, you know, it's we forgot to mention how... Okay, so we were leaving the beach on the night when we were with everybody, right? With, like, the fake party that we had at the beach. It's the aunt, the niece... Manny, Levante, and I all walking back, right? And the security guard goes, hey, one of your friends is up here. I go, friends? I look at my two guys. I'm like, oh, my friends are here. You guys are together, so you guys are here. I don't know who he's talking about. But we're like, oh, maybe he's talking about one of the people that were just here that left a little earlier than us. And we go up the stairs, and there's just this guy upside down, not slumped, on the couch.
On a couch, upside down.
At the edge of a balcony. So, like, if he falls, he's yeeting himself on the sand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, his legs are dangling over the balcony. His head is, like, at the edge of the couch, just off of it.
John was being pretty friendly, because he wanted to go help this guy. I was not in any way, shape, or form interested in helping security get this guy off of this couch. By the way, he's trying to get off of the couch
way. So, security, for whatever reason, they didn't try to wake him up, and it became me who tried to wake him up. So when I woke him up, he goes, hmm? And you know how you, like, when you're sitting regularly, like, upside right up, you just stand up. He tried to do that while upside down.
Oh,
so he tried to...
He tried to
eat
himself.
Yes. And so he pushed his legs further out over the balcony.
Oh,
and I'm like, no. This is not how you stand. Turn around. You will fall. And he goes, huh? And it continues. And security just covers their head, their forehead, and
what?
Doesn't try to stop.
What the fuck is
this?
Oh, no. What type of security is this?
You wanted to see a murder.
To be honest, the security was watching us having a ball. They were literally, like, they were treating it like a reality show, just, like, sitting there watching us from above.
Hey, all right, so there was a point where Manny was, like, really fucked up. Man, like, so the aunt was like, oh, maybe we should give him something to drink. So her and I walked to behind the bar, and security just looked at us. They didn't try to stop us. We found the shit in the bar. Like, we found the alcohol. We found everything stashed. We just kindly grabbed the ginger ale, walked back. Security just watching us, not trying to stop. Just to get a go, it's ginger ale. And they just shrugged their shoulders. Yeah. Like, it's not our money.
let me give you, just in case y'all thought, oh, Manny would just, nah, you could have definitely did something with it. You weren't that drunk, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, he was that drunk.
I was so drunk that I thought that the guy sleeping upside down on a chair was Levante.
Wild.
And I yelled out, yo, Levante, what are you doing? Get over here. And Levante's standing right next to me.
Like, literally. They're basically touching shoulders.
Yeah.
And I turn around to Manny, like, pick his head up and go, yo, Levante. I go, what?
Yep. Like,
and I
was
I can't
so confused.
It.
I'm standing here. I'm like, who's being referred to right now? I'm standing right here. I'm not this guy. How you calling me right here and over there?
I was legit concerned for Levante. I'm like, why? Was he sleeping here the whole time? What's going on?
I just want to point out that the other people that were there, some of those people were that guy's family. Like, they were all cousins, and they just left him. I looked at him and said, you know your family left you, right? And that wasn't motivation for him to get up. It was just like, yeah, that's regular. And again, he tried standing up off the balcony to his fall.
Yo.
Yeah. And he continued, even as I said, your family left.
And during
I don't know if that was motivating that or... Yeah.
He would have landed on the beach, on the sand. He would have been
He was right. He was right above a set of stone stairs. He would have been done for.
Yeah, that fall would have been
It would have been neck, back.
Possibly.
Neck and back.
Maybe not death, but a whole lot of injury that you don't want.
Yeah.
Nah. Anyway, we ended up walking back, and he walks with us. I just talked to him the whole time.
During this
he wanted to walk to our room. You guys might not know this, but he was ready to continue. I don't know.
I don't know what he was up to.
But, and you know what's another thing about him? He was insistent on speaking English.
Oh, and I was not Spanish. Good English. Yeah.
But he didn't know how to form sentences.
Yeah.
So, he just knew stray words in English, and he would try to force the English.
Mm.
And I just speak to him in Spanish. I'm like, you don't have to do this.
It was the exact opposite of what Levante was doing the entire vacation.
During this You know, I was bringing the Spanglish out.
But in that case, Levante spoke more Spanish than that guy spoke English.
That's a fact. 1,000,000% fact.
I was bringing, by the end of the trip, I was bringing some words out. I had a couple words. But yeah, you know, that night, around that time where we found that guy upside down on a sofa, that was also around the time where Manny got the chick's number. The
other way around.
No, she got my
number.
Oh,
yeah. Other way around. Yeah. Manny's phone was dead.
Yeah.
And she got your number. We're hoping that you gave her the right number.
I mean,
because everyone so far has hit you up except...
I'm not going to hold you. She's not going to hit him up.
Not at all.
Her personality is very much in the moment.
Yeah.
And like in the now. This is... The now was then.
You know, I think it being as little horny as I am, you know, because there's two different types of guys, right? Well, not even two different types of guys, but there was that night two different types of guys.
Okay.
Like, I would say that night maybe four guys approached her, and she dubbed all of them.
Uh-huh.
And then she approached me. There's two different, I could have been the approachee.
Uh-huh.
Or the approacher. And I ended up being the person approached, and I'm the one that got away. What can I say, you know?
Well, man, you really want to say is that there's people who are dangerous in the morning.
Yeah, yo, if you would have seen the guys, like, the way they were trying to talk to her, and meanwhile, I'm just sitting enjoying my drink, you know, enjoying the vacation with my pals.
How many times you play Passion Fruit?
He definitely got through it at least once.
Yeah. It was once a Jace because I played the Paramore cover of it.
Yeah, he played the Paramore cover.
Get the fuck out
of here. Nice.
The song I would say we played the most...
Franchise Remix.
The Franchise Remix with Future.
I made you get that Richard Mille
but he was bugging on that shit.
Yeah, I don't think we played as much Drake as...
We didn't.
Yeah, we played a lot of rap music. I was surprised because I was playing most of it.
What was probably the second most song we played? Because we played a couple things back to back.
I kept playing that... I kept playing the... what's that Future song? Don't Get Too Comfortable.
Yeah. Whatever that one is.
That's what it's just don't get too, too comfortable.
Oh, yeah. That's, we played that a lot, too.
That's a good vacation song.
But yeah. You know, this was our first episode back.
Yeah.
And we definitely have a whole nother one in the tuck. So look out for that one.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not going to hold you. The decision was made mid-episode. Yo, we kind of got a lot here.
Uh-huh.
So let's give y'all, you know, a nice little catch-up. You know, get you to see what we did.
Two-pack bag.
Yeah, why segue. We're here. And then on the next episode, you're going to get, you know, the topics and stuff like that. The discussion, the, you know, even though this was a discussion, but you're going to get the random shit.
Uh-huh.
So I hope y'all enjoyed that one. Yo, shout out to Levante, Kenny, and John for pulling up. And I pulled up on John, really, because this is his crib.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody who we party with in Cancun. Shout out to all the worldwide listeners and such. And yeah, catch us on the next episode. Oh, yeah, make sure you go out and vote.
Please, and, you know, whatnot. Go vote.
Yeah.
Vote this nigga out.
Yeah, mostly for Biden. Don't vote for Trump. Yeah.
I swear to God.
Not too many people say that.
Yeah,
everybody keeps saying vote.
Yeah, but don't vote for Joe Biden so we can get this nigga Trump out of here.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck.
We clearly chose a side.
I don't care. Yeah.
Now's the time.
So, yeah.
Come on, bro. All
right, we out of here.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave.